It's that time of year again where fields and tree stands are dotted with bright orange. Ohio hunters can shoot deer with guns through Sunday. That also means a lot of business for some local butcher shops. WOSU's Paige Flager visited a business that's booming during this week's gun hunt. And a warning to listeners, this story does contain a very vivid description of how a deer is butchered.
My name's Jay Mosley. I'm the owner of Mosley's Meat Market. We've been here for, this is our ninth year now. We do a little bit of everything. We're a real butcher shop. We actually cut whole animals like this all the time. So this is gun week. So this is one of our busiest seasons of the year. Lots of fun. But yeah, this is a whole doe that we're going to cape out first. The cape's one like you just seen going in the cooler. It's going to get mounted on somebody's wall. So this all has to be attached in one piece all the way to the neck. So typically the first on the cape, we run down the legs. You make your seams in your leg. I always cut the tendons around the edges. But yeah, it's different. It's definitely, the smell is different. It's something you get used to when you do this stuff, but.
It kind of smells like wet dog.
Mm-hmm, it sure does. It's wet fur, all this wet fur, and then it lays in the blood and water and stuff. We've already got our back set up now, so we can pull this hide down. We're gonna rip the hide right off. So now we got the hide pulled down to where the head is. We're gonna take the head off. When I do the heads, I always cut at the first vertebrae. Cut it all out with the knife. Then you twist it and snap it off. I don't like seeing the animals go from fur to carcass. Just because I love animals, that's why. It's funny, from a butcher, huh? When I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet. All right, so now we've got our doe all the way broke down and skinned out. So we're gonna take her over to the cutting block. All right, now that we're on the block, we're gonna take these back two legs off first, cut through the Achilles tendon, peel it down to that joint and cut your tendons all the way around. We're gonna work the carcass first. We're gonna take the trachea out. A lot of people think the back straps are tenderloins because they're the size of beef tenders, but they're not. These are your actual real tenderloins. But this is the most expensive piece in the deer. So then we're going to get down into our rib cage. Yeah, this was a through and through. You see, this is where the bullet went in. And that's where the slug came out. I'm from the country, you know, these city boys do not know how to hunt. That's for sure. They don't know how to clean their deer, hunt. Half of them don't even know how to process them. My grandpa and people I was raised with, they tell you, you shouldn't be hunting if you don't know how to do it. So now we're gonna take this back sirloin off first. This is your top sirloin, like sirloin steak. Tri-tip roast, all that good stuff on beef. This is where it's at on venison. Now that we've got this peeled, we're gonna take the back strap off. This is the piece that everybody loves. So there's stuff you can do with every piece of the animal, but there's a lot of it, like you said, this little bit came out of that whole deer. But you do have, we probably got 50 pounds of grind right here too. We're gonna grind that all up right now and make hamburger out of it. So that's our next step. Go ahead. All right, thank you. That's pretty much your basics of processing deer. I've got 25 back there right now, just for today. So, yeah, I'm in for a fun night. There's body parts flying everywhere in here. That's deer season for you.